Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com proudly brings to you, oh, you didn't know? You see, it's me, it's the G-U-double-T, and today I am joined for a special edition of Oh, You Didn't Know by TNA British Boot Camp contestants Hannah and Holly, the Blossom Twins. Welcome to the show, girls.
Hi, how are you?
So glad to have you on the show. So glad we were able to work things out and figure out a way for you to come on Oh, You Didn't Know on PWP Radio.
Definitely. Good to be on it.
Great. Well, like I said to you girls earlier, we have a bunch of questions, and some of which were tweeted in by Twitter. And those of you who are listening into the show can call in at 760-888-5749. You can also find us on Skype as well. Okay, so girls, when I was reading about your situation, you joining TNA British Boot Camp, and I read a whole article about you. One thing that stood out to me was your day job as teaching assistants. And I'm also I'm a teacher during the day and do this writing and radio hosting about wrestling at night. So I kind of understand having this double job. But how did you get into the teaching, and how do you balance the day job with the night job?
We got into teaching when we were 16. We left school, and all our minds wanted to do was wrestle. Like, we just wanted to wrestle. But after about a year, our mum and dad were very much all about the backup plan, and we had to look into something else that we wanted to do. But for us, we couldn't think of anything. It was just always we wanted to wrestle. So our mum kind of had us go to a few little volunteer things and little jobs around the area. We were surrounded by a lot of schools where we lived. So we kind of helped out a little bit, and we loved working with children to the point where we thought we'd sign up for college and did our BTEC National Diploma in early years and just absolutely loved every minute of it. So from there, we just went straight into working in schools and being teaching assistants and nursery nurses, and we love it.
We've been doing it ever since the last 5 years.
Five or six years we've been doing it. So we just really enjoy it, and it's been great this past year just with being back with the kids and being able to kind of do more of the wrestling and talk to the children about it. We've absolutely loved it, and they've given us a lot of motivation to, you know, pursue our dream while we've been doing it. So it's been great.
And how do you balance the responsibilities of the teaching job with all the responsibilities you have for wrestling?
We've been very lucky at the moment as far as the school we've just been working at, because it's our old primary school as well as a place that, you know, we know a lot of the people there. So we've been very lucky as the whole British Boot Camp thing took off. The school has been absolutely wonderful with us. They've been really supportive. So, you know, if we've had to be here, there and everywhere, they've let us. And as far as us balancing it, like, our job, obviously, we're not the teachers, so it's not, we don't have as much of a paperwork. We just get to, you know, go to work every day, smile, like, do everything that we want to do as far as helping. So that's another reason we love it so much, because we just get to help the teacher, you know, make their jobs a little bit easier. So, it's balancing it has not really been a problem for us at all.
When we're there, we're very much focused and absolutely love being there for the kids, you know, helping in every way we can. And obviously, when we get home, it's gym time and things like that. So we find it, you know, we just do it, I guess.
That's pretty amazing. And it sounds like the kids know about you guys wrestling.
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of wrestling fans at the school we've just finished working at, and they were incredible. They really made us excited and more excited to tell them things and talk to them about what we do. A lot of them didn't believe us. A lot of them would be like, no, you didn't. And they'd be like, what's your names? We need to go on YouTube. So they made us laugh in the process, but yeah.
Do you think any of them attend your shows?
We haven't seen any, like, in the past, but a lot of them might have, like, obviously ideas to come and see us whenever they can, and they're definitely tuning into boot camp. So, yeah, we have a lot of support, so it's nice.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear that the school and the kids and obviously the parents, I'm sure, are also all very supportive of your night job.
Yeah, we're very grateful. Very grateful.
That's wonderful. Okay, let's go ahead and go to your first Twitter fan. And that comes from at SaintsTNA. And SaintsTNA asks, UK fans would love a TNA pay-per-view over here. If you could wrestle at that, who would you like to take on?
We always say, like, the girls in are incredible and so talented. And it's like a roster full of girls that we, you know, would love to step in the ring with all of them. At the moment, I really love Madison Rayne and Gail Kim, because just the fact that they've established themselves as a tag team, you know, we've said it a lot, the fact that they, you know, have really kind of got that strong tag team going. So to wrestle on a big show against them, we really think
Nikki
would be...
James. We love wrestling Nikki James too, so to wrestle her over here would be amazing as well.
And you mentioned that as if you want to do that as a tag team. What about individually? Is there anyone... Would you prefer to do that as a tag team, or are there individual women that you want to wrestle at TNA?
I'd probably say Mickey James again as a single Holly.
Right. Well,
Tara's another awesome one. I'd love to wrestle Tara. I'd love to wrestle Mickey, and I'd love to wrestle Gail Kim. So there's a long list. So hopefully we get to do that, you know, this year and in future. That would be awesome.
Right. Absolutely. What was the process like of getting onto TNA British Boot Camp?
Obviously we'd been over training in America. We'd been training a lot over here, and it was a case of, you know, we'd sent stuff into TNA. They knew who we were, you know, for the past couple of years, and we had tryouts for them recently. We kind of just, you know, carried on working out. I guess not to say where things were going, but then in August we got a phone call from Jeremy Borash telling us the new concept for the show and what they, you know, that we'd been chosen to be a part of it. So that's kind of what happened, and then it was pretty much a roller coaster ride since then.
How did he describe the concept?
Simplistic terms of being it's a new and the TNA's first reality TV show. They wanted to base it over here, and the four of us are going to compete for a TNA contract. That was pretty much as it was, and as it kind of was the whole entire way through.
And that we'd have to be prepared for
anything,
everything and anything, and that the cameras would be following us, you know, anywhere, you know, we went and things like that. So he just kind of gave us a little bit of an insight on things like that, and then we were pretty much thrown into it, and that's what, you know, that's what we did.
Right. Now, you guys are in it as a tag team. Is it possible for only one of you to win a contract, or how's it going to work in that way?
Well, as far as we know, we're in it as a tag team, but you never know. They might, like, Dixie could throw something at us that we're not aware of or anything like that. But as far as we know at the moment, we are in it as a tag team.
You know, we're all competing. Obviously, it's competition, and I guess people have mentioned it. People have said it in the process of you've got to stand out. You've got to, you know, be the star. So I don't know, we'll see when the camera's been on us, we'll see kind of, you know, who stands out.
How would you feel if only one of you did win a contract and the other one didn't?
You know, it would be very, I don't know, it'll be different because obviously we've wanted to do this as a tag team for such a long time, but we'd be very proud of the other one, and I think it would just motivate the person who didn't get it. It would motivate them a lot more, and we'd be very supportive of one another to make...
I don't think there'd be any hard feelings. Like, I can honestly say I don't think there'd be any hard feelings, because we'd be obviously happy for the other one, but like Hannah said, it would just motivate the other one on to be like, right, okay, well, what do I have to do now? Yeah, definitely.
I just got a tweet of a question that I'm going to go ahead and ask.
Okay.
From at Adrian0F7, and he asks, once you are finished and win the camp, what are your main goals going forward?
Our main goals going forward, we would absolutely love to be a part of, you know, the TNA's knockout division, but bring and build, create, you know, whatever we can as far as the knockout tag team titles and that kind of division go. Like, we have a goal of, like, by the end of this year.
So we have to win the competition.
Yes, we win the competition,
well,
and we make
first.
Yes, and we make the tag team division something that people want to see, something that people are excited about, something that is just, I don't know, it's fun to watch. You know, we're very passionate about that. So to get tag team gold and to do that in the process would be a dream come true, and it's definitely our goal this year.
Right. Now, when I was thinking about this, the show and what we were going to talk about, I thought about, you know, other twins in professional wrestling, such as the Bella Twins, for example. What do you think separates you from the other twins in professional wrestling, like the Bella Twins or any other twins in professional wrestling?
Well, for a start, everybody's unique in their own right in general. Like, even the regular singles competitors, they're all unique. They all have their own style. So I know, obviously, it's an immediate thing for people to do to go, oh, well, you're twins and they're twins. So, who's copying who? And it's like, well, clearly you can't really say that, because obviously that's like saying, right, only one person can ever wrestle. So everybody has a unique thing about them, and everybody's different. As far as we're concerned, we've always wanted to do it from the age of 12, and we've always wanted to be a tag team together. Like, we were lucky, we wrestled the Owens twins, who were a set of twins over here, and we wrestled them, and we felt we're very different to them in a sense that we came in it together. Like I said, we've always wanted to do it together. And yeah, I think we've all had different paths, haven't we? We've all had different, the Bella twins got into it the way they did, we got into it the way we did, and we have, I guess, it's hard to explain, we're all different.
We have great admiration for them and what their success in WWE, and how, you know, they did it for, you know, 5 years, and they were very successful, and, you know, they trained hard, they did what they did. But I think we're very different personalities, we've got very different looks, and we're, like Holly said, we've had very different paths, very different journeys to get to where we are now. So I think that in turn brings with it the different styles and the wrestling kind of thing. So I think people are always going to compare, but, you know, we're not exactly, what's the word?
We wanted to wrestle, so there you go.
How would you describe your style of wrestling then?
We have a mix. We're very mixed with the British style, obviously, from training over here for 5 years. And then, obviously, with going to OVW, we kind of created got taught the sort of American way, I guess, and a lot of story kind of thing, and keeping it simple and, you know, getting across the larger-than-life kind of characters. So we kind of like to think we're a mix. You know, we love doing the high-flying. We love doing the sort of map-based stuff. We love, you know, the storytelling aspect. So we like to think we're very mixed in that. And we love learning all the different styles of wrestling. So
very versatile.
We like to be versatile.
Yeah. Right, right. Talking about, you know, British wrestling compared to other kinds of wrestling, WWE, TNA, and we even got one of your Twitter followers, at Matthew Holly, also asked a similar question. What's it like to wrestle in the United States, and how would you compare British wrestling with WWE and TNA?
We've been asked this, so we think a lot about it, because it is kind of a tricky one to answer, because really you get different fans, and like wrestling at different places is different at every promotion. So it's not necessarily just, okay, United States and like UK. It's every show you go to, there's always different fans who want to see different styles of wrestling, or who have grown to see different people and what their kind of wrestling, I guess, just how they wrestle their different styles. So the fans are different everywhere, but we very much like feel at home in America. We very much like enjoy the wrestling kind of we've been doing over there. But I don't think we're kind of adapted. We everywhere you go, I guess, like Holly's trying to say, you just adapt to it. So I think because everybody wants to see something different. Like if you've got a show full of kids, you know, the
wrestling might be slightly different
to a show full of older fans, but. Yeah, I don't. As far as England, and I don't know.
I guess people do kind of look at the English style as it is quite map based compared to America. And there's been things that we've been able to teach people over there, and there's things that they kind of look at you and go, "Oh, that's really cool. I didn't know how to do that." So as far as that kind of stuff goes, I guess there's always something new you can learn from everybody.
And I think as far as WWE and TNA go, America just very much have it down for the larger than life, light, glamour, and all that kind of thing. It's the entertainment value. People want to watch those shows. And I think maybe like England and British wrestling will get there eventually, but it's just taken a little bit longer for us to get that kind of following as far as the TV, the lights, and all the, I guess, glamorous side of it, really.
Right. Do you have any experience with like the hardcore style of wrestling? I don't know how much you see that in British wrestling.
We've yet to sort of take part in a hardcore match.
Really for us?
No, I don't know. We'd be up for any stipulation or any match, and it's always, you know, something new and different to try. And we've never actually been a part of, I guess, a hardcore match or, you know, table shares, anything like that. We've watched a lot. We've seen, you know, a lot of the girls, you know, put their bodies through things like that, and it's very, it's incredible to see. And if the match, if something calls for that, then you never know.
What kind of stipulations have the matches been that you have taken part in?
Well, at the moment, we've been in very just the straightforward singles tag and mixed tags and interject, but we've never really had stipulations at the moment. We've never been in, like Hannah said, tables, ladders or chairs. We've never really done anything like that. So our wrestling matches have been pretty much straightforward at the moment.
Right. One of your Twitter followers at, let's see, SICity2988 asks, who were your wrestling idols growing up? Who did you look up to? Mine was HBK Shawn Michaels. And I believe I listened to your interview or read the interview with SLTD Wrestling, who I am friendly with, and other interviews. I believe you also had mentioned Shawn Michaels.
Yes, definitely. He was a big inspiration to us. More when we, I guess, started wrestling. We've really got into watching his style and watching what, you know, he'd done. And especially we used to watch, and we still do, you know, old tapes of the Rockers. And we used to love watching, you know, them as a tag team and just learning from them. And Jeff Hardy, like we always say, Jeff Hardy was probably our biggest inspiration as far as getting into wrestling. We got into it in 2000 when it was sort of the era of the Hardy Boys, the Dudleys, and Edge and Christian. And Jeff was what drew us to it and kind of made us sort of the obsessed, you know, we have to watch it every week. And still to this day, he, you know, inspires us with who he is and, you know, staying true to himself and the very, you know, his uniqueness and the creative side of him. We just love that. And we love how he is who he is. And so, yeah, he's been a big inspiration to us in getting hooked. And, you know, so we say that a lot, but we definitely had influences over the years. And Shawn Michaels was definitely one of them, too.
Well, it sounds like if you win TNA British Boot Camp and do earn a contract with TNA, that you may have the opportunity to maybe team with Jeff Hardy or, you know, to be involved with him in some matches somehow. What would that be like for you?
That would be a dream come true. That just made me smile, actually, because we remember in school we used to make everything wrestling-related in school, no matter what, you know, work we were given. It would always have to relate somehow to wrestling. So we loved English for creating stories and thinking of how we would be able to put wrestling into the mix. And I remember once I don't know why, but we had to write an obituary or something as far as to what you'd done in life and what you'd achieved. And we would always say, you know, we are going to team up with Jeff Hardy one day and, you know, that's what we were going to have accomplished.
To do that would be quite,
quite to do that would be quite surreal and would be amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome. we do have a caller that I'm going to take in. Area code 917, you're on with PWP Radio.
Where's my music?
I think this might be you.
I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the regular co-host for Oh, You Didn't Know, JCD.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Good. Hey, how's everyone doing? Just popped in. I'm actually working today, so I actually ran out for a few minutes just to call in. I want to thank the Blossom Twins for being on our show.
No, thank you for having us.
That does a great job, you know. I actually had one quick question. I heard what you guys were talking about just now with, like, Jeff Hardy and the Dudleys and all that. But if you guys were able to win British Boot Camp, is there one set of knockouts that you guys would feel that you guys really wanted to work with, like, right from the start? Or were you more just open to whatever TNA brought to you, they brought to you, and you'd go with it?
Well, definitely whatever they throw at us, we would go with, and we would make the most of any situation. And just to be on their roster would absolutely be incredible. But we have been saying Gail Kim and Madison Rayne, as far as them being a tag team, it would be awesome to have, you know, to work with them. But again, any mix of the girls, you know, with Tara and Mickie James, and it would be incredible to be thrown in the ring with them. So
really, we'd have to go, if we were thrown straight into the mix and obviously you wanted to do well, you'd probably go straight after ODB and Eric Young for the knockout tag title. So we keep saying that too. So I guess you can't say knockout because we're not both that, but, you know.
We definitely go after them first.
Yeah.
We want those belts. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you girls what you thought about Eric Young and ODB being the knockout tag team champions.
You know, TNA do things differently, and they do things, you know, it's funny. It's interesting to watch. I mean, watching them as a pair, like, it's always funny, and it's always, like, you know, good entertainment. So, I guess, yeah, we'll just see how long they obviously keep them for.
Well, you know, obviously for us to, with it being obviously the knockout titles, obviously for us to get them off it, and obviously to be two knockouts holding the belt would be awesome. So, you know, you can't knock it because they do a fantastic job and it's a very cool, entertaining situation. But, you know, we'd like to get the belts off them and hold it and be, see what happens. Yeah.
Very cool.
John, what else
do
you got?
Very cool. A lot for Wednesday night. I got a feeling we're going to be talking a lot, especially after some things that are making the rounds rumored for Monday. And it's been a long time since the middle of December we did the show. So we'll have a lot Wednesday. I'll talk to you then, brother.
All right. Thanks for calling in, John.
No problem. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you. And girls, good luck. I hope you guys win British Boot Camp.
All right. That was JCD, our usual co-host for Oh You Didn't Know, who is usually with me, couldn't make it today due to work, but he'll be back on Wednesday. So girls, another question that I have for you, let's see if we have all the ones from our Twitter followers, at DDL_M Sansbury asked who your dream singles opponents past or present is. I guess that includes TNA or WWE or any promotion.
Ooh, mine would have to be, I would love, this is Hannah, sorry, I would love to step in the ring with either the likes of Serena Deeb. I've always loved her, you know, wrestling style, and, you know, how, I just think she's incredible, and she's come from OVW, and I would love to step in the ring with her, or all the likes of Beth Phoenix and Trish Stratus, just through, obviously, with growing up watching them, I admire them a lot. So I would have to say, I guess either of those.
See, I'd agree too. We have very similar kind of obviously likes and everything. So I'd definitely say those. And another one, Nora Greenwald, like Molly Holly. I think she would be someone who would be fantastic to get in the ring with too. But definitely, yeah, the likes of Trish Stratus, Beth Phoenix, and Serena Deeb are definitely ones on our top of our list.
Very good. That would be an interesting thing. Maybe we could get Beth Phoenix and Trish Stratus against you two in a tag team match.
That would be a dream. That would be,
At Saints TNA just tweeted us for another question. What can we expect from TNA British Boot Camp in the coming weeks?
Expect a lot more fireworks and Rockstar Spud being his usual Rockstar self. Expect to see different sides of the Blossom Twins you might not kind of be aware of, but it should be interesting and fun to see. Just expect a lot more action, definitely a lot more action, should I say, in the coming week. And just hopefully, like, you should be entertained, you should be, like, just so much more excitement, and it's just so much fun to watch. Like, even for us to watch it back is so much fun, just to relive the kind of memories and moments, because it was just absolutely incredible, such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So hopefully people are inspired, motivated, you know, just and just enjoy it.
Absolutely. Were you hoping or thinking that maybe you would get to TNA or WWE or another promotion a different way? how do you feel about doing it through this show?
This show has honestly been probably more than we could have imagined. Like, you always have the way, okay, you're going to work hard, you're going to train, you're going to do as much as you can for a promotion to pay attention to you so you can get to those places. And this might have been something that we never ever thought of, probably never even considered. Yeah. But to be honest with you, it's been more than you could have ever imagined, because no matter what happens at the end of the competition, no matter what your future holds, we have TNA British Boot Camp to look back on, and we get to say that TNA relied on us, trusted us to be their first reality TV show and to put this huge thing out there. And, you know, to have this in our back pocket, to have this just as a memory, has been absolutely, like, you can't even explain how a fantastic an opportunity this has been. So,
and
yeah,
it's not so much like, I guess people have that negative connotation of reality TV shows in the sense of it's a shortcut. But this isn't the case at all with, I guess, the, you know, reality TV show in this sense, because, you know, we've been doing it for 8 years, Spud's been doing it for 10 years, Marty around the same time, we have been doing it. And it's not that shortcut, here you go, here's a reality TV show, and whoever wins is now going to be, you know, doing whatever. We've had to go through, you know, the tough training, like we've just been through the training with Rollerball Rocco. You know, it's not just an easy way in, it's, now you have to impress like you've never impressed before.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to face, you know, trainers like that who are tougher than anything, you know. So it's not been this suddenly, oh, a reality TV show shortcut. It's been,
it's almost like it's been where each of us are kind of ready for the next thing.
Yeah.
So now here's, let's do it in an entertaining fashion for people to watch you ready for the next stage, more so than just, like Hannah says, a shortcut.
Lost the Blossom Twins.
Oh.
You girls there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well,
before you had gotten the call for TNA British Boot Camp, were you watching TNA and WWE?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we've been doing that, like we said, for the past 8 years. You know, it's been a constant, you know, training, keeping up to date with everything constantly, you know, like you do with emails and, you know, trying to get that tryout, trying to reach for the next step. So we were doing that, we were paying attention, we were training really, really hard. So
yeah,
you know, we were watching them both, obviously see what you had to compete with and what you had to, you know, be prepared for.
So do you have any guesses or thoughts as to who might win the WWE Royal Rumble this year?
Oh, I don't know with that one. I think we've been watching more TNA, so I don't, we're not as caught up to WWE just yet. So I wouldn't really know who our pick would be for that.
All right. How has the wrestling changed as you're watching it from 2000 to 2012? How do you think that WWE and TNA, who I think started maybe 2004 or 2002 maybe. How do you think it's changed over the last 10 years?
It's definitely very different from when we started watching it. I guess now with WWE being more for kids, like obviously they changed, so they're not the same as they were when we watched, as far as the attitude era, say what you want, do it, like all that kind of thing. I think it's got a little bit milder as far as the entertainment for the kids is concerned. There's more child-friendly, obviously, segments and all that kind of thing. But TNA has offered a different different aspects of just, they're very different, they're very unique. They have a mixture of so many different people. So I guess it's not all just cookie-cutter images. It's a sense for, obviously, the fans to watch a different product if they don't want to watch. I guess the other one, people have more options to watch nowadays. But yeah, the styles of wrestling, I guess, have been changing too. Like, it's great to turn on TNA and watch some, especially with the women, like some really good, solid, you know, wrestling matches. And I guess WWE have had that over the years, and it's kind of progressed a little bit.
Yeah,
obviously, for us watching the women's division, from us watching the likes of, you know, Victoria and Trish Stratus in all these different kind of matches and really putting everything out there, it's definitely changed in that retrospect. Not to say the girls don't work hard now or anything like that. It's, you know, they do what,
you know, that's what I guess that company wants. But it is very different. And I think for us anyway, I guess it's hard to say because we've grown up too. So I remember being sat staring at the TV screen, being so involved in the way the Hardy Boys, you know, who won that match. You know, you were so into it and, you know, it mattered who won and it mattered what was going on to the point of tears, you know, sometimes. So I hope it's still like that. And it is that, you know, when we wrestle and we get to wrestle for the little kids, it's lovely that they still have that kind of attachment to it. So I don't know, I guess we look at it a lot differently, but the kids won't, and certain people kind of, I don't know, it's hard to kind of
but
say.
There's definitely more options now in the last 10 years, so there's definitely more options for people to watch what they want to watch.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of fans of WWE would argue that the Divas division, the girls division, is not really used very well. They often have little to no matches on TV, and those matches are usually very short in time. Do you think that, you know, if you were offered or contacted by WWE, would that play a part in you know, you taking a contract or you working with them?
Definitely, it's something you consider because at the moment we're very much focused on being a part of TNA and being part of their roster, just because we know it's more where we want to be in our minds. Like the girls, like we keep saying, are like fantastic, and they really pay attention to the girls going out there and being able to show what they can do. They can still look glamorous, they still look sexy, but they can go out there and kick butt, like do what they know how to do. And so, yeah, definitely when you watch the WWE, you might not always agree with the way they kind of portray their girls or show them, but they still, like we said, they still work hard and they still go out there and wrestle as much as they can and in the time they're given and allocated and everything. So, but yeah, definitely plays a big part for us because we know what we like to do and we know which company either does that to.
And we're very grateful for the opportunity that TNA have given us, and they've taken such a big leap with the UK and the UK wrestlers and people over here that it's a company that have given you that opportunity and actually thought about that. So it's something that we definitely love about them, and we definitely see ourselves there more so.
That's great. Adrian at Adrian0F7 has tweeted in a couple of questions. Who is your all-time favorite British wrestler, male or female? And he's also suggesting, could it be possibly the British Bulldog?
I would definitely say that one, purely because as a tag team, and like we said, we're watching old tapes, we watched a lot of them for inspiration, for, you know, just for learning and everything. So I would definitely put them on the top of my list just because, just, I don't know, there's something, I guess, you've got an attachment with, and it's something that just being a tag team that you could idolize and look up to. So, you know, we're definitely very fond of watching old tapes of them and just...
And the style,
and the way they looked, you know, as a tag team and just...
And so, and someone too, obviously, we have been watching, would have to be William Regal because of the fact that we grew up watching him once we got into wrestling. I mean, we got into it late, we were only 12, but we started watching him and him for his, you know, character and his facials. And he's someone who, Rip Rogers, who we train with at Ohio Valley Wrestling, he's someone Rip Rogers is always talking about and telling you stories about. So, yeah, he's someone we admire too, watch too.
Right. Unfortunately, obviously, the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith, is no longer with us. But have you had the opportunity to work with William Regal?
We haven't actually, no. We've not met him before, and we've not...
It would be somebody that would be absolutely fantastic to, you know, get advice and feedback from. We would definitely love an opportunity like that one day, just because we think he could teach us so much. You know, he is incredible. So we haven't met him and we haven't worked with him yet, but that would be obviously like a dream, and that would be something we'd love to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I know he's working right now with WWE's developmental territory, NXT, so perhaps that is a possibility down the line in the future, possibly. Adrian also wants to know, who are your current celebrity crushes, if you have any?
Ooh, question.
Little non-wrestling question there.
Yeah. See, at the moment, probably both of us, though, will have to. I don't know, I always like saying crushes, because that makes it sound good, and we admire a lot of people, not necessarily, like, have crushes on them. But at the moment, the people at the top of our list, we absolutely love Tom Hardy. He's one of the people at the top. We've been watching loads of his movies lately. Holly, I'm a big, big fan of Rupert Grint. I absolutely love Rupert Grint. And he played Ron in Harry Potter, for the people who don't know. And also Zachary Levi, who plays Chuck. That's Holly for you.
I guess
he's top three then. I guess I'm going with Tom Hardy. I don't really know. I don't have...
I'm not as familiar with them. I think they're all British, right?
Yes, Tom Hardy is British. He's Bane in the new Batman.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Although you can't really obviously see much of it.
Tom Hardy and Rupert Grint are British, but Zachary Levi is American.
What do you do with your time if you're not teaching or wrestling? Do you have any free time other than those things?
Oh, we love working out. Our brother's a personal trainer, so we absolutely love working out with him.
And we love to bake.
That's sort of well known. We really do love being in the kitchen and baking.
What have you baked?
Over Christmas, we've kind of done a lot of things, really. We've been baking cupcakes, and we've been doing a lot of just
biscuits.
Everything, really. We really do love being in the kitchen. And we just love spending time with our family. It's been great this year that, you know, we've kind of been over in at home, and we've been able to spend a lot of time with them, so we've really enjoyed that. And we love to read, you know, we're very boring, you know, we love to read, and it is little things like that.
That's good. All right, let's see if I got through all the questions that people have sent me. I believe that's all the Twitter questions that I have gotten. So what is the schedule now for TNA British Boot Camp? What's your schedule for that?
At the moment, it's just, obviously, it's being played every Tuesday on Challenge TV over in the UK, and it's kind of like we've finished that majority of the filming, so you're just going to get to see that. So we wait to see what happens at the tour at the end of January over in the UK, and we're just kind of on call for whatever they call us as next, really, and for whatever they decide, you know, at the end of the competition. And, yes, we just have our fingers crossed for the future and what they kind of decide.
And when does the competition end, do you know?
In the coming weeks, it should be, I think, just before the tour.
Before we're at the tour,
we should know who wins the competition. And then, like we said, they're on tour in the UK, so we're kind of on call for things like that, and we're just waiting to see what happens.
Well, I want to wish you girls the very best luck, and I know there are a lot of people listening right now, and I'm sure everyone is really rooting for you and hoping for the best, hoping you get this TNA contract, and hoping that we can see you every Thursday night on Impact Wrestling. Is there anything else you would like to add and say to your fans?
We just want to say a huge thank you for all the support and the tweets that we've been getting over the past couple of weeks, because we really do mean it from the bottom of our hearts. Like, just getting those tweets and those positive messages and the support just means everything to us. It really does. So, and we appreciate everybody who always says hi or just comes and, you know, it shows to see us. So we just really do appreciate the support and the love that everybody has been giving us lately. So thank you very, very much.
And for those people in the UK who are listening, make sure you check out British Boot Camp every week on Challenge TV, Tuesday at 10 o'clock.
Very good. And I was just going to ask something, and now I forgot. thank you again for being on Pro Wrestling Powerhouse Radio. And we hope maybe you can come back and join us again, possibly as TNA Knockouts.
Thank you. We'd love to.
Definitely.
Well, thanks again for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry for that. I think we got Sorry about that. I think we got a little disconnected with the Blossom Twins. But thanks again to everyone who listened today for a special edition of Oh, You Didn't Know, featuring the Blossom Twins, who you can catch every week on TNA British Boot Camp. And hopefully we'll see them on Impact Wrestling. For ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com, check it out. We're always looking for people to contribute in many different ways. You can contact Jay, the owner of Pro Wrestling Powerhouse, if you're interested in getting involved. You can follow me on Twitter at Seth Gutt, SethGutt. Check out GutWrenchPowerBlog.com. That's GUTT, WrenchPowerBlog.com. You can check out both sites on Facebook. Jay, the owner, and I are both Bleacher Report featured columnists for WWE. Graham GSM Matthews has brought his podcast, Spoilers, on PWP Radio, and you can check that out every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So for everyone here at PWP Radio, if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it.